It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 27th, 2015. It's the birthday of American poet and educator Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born on this date in 1807. His best-known works include Paul Revere's Ride, The Song of Hiawatha, and Evangeline, and he was also the first American to translate Dante Alighieri's Italian epic poem The Divine Comedy into English. Longfellow was born in Portland, Maine, which was then a part of Massachusetts. He studied at Bowdoin College, and after spending some time in Europe, he became a professor at Bowdoin and later at Harvard. His first major poetry collections were Voices of the Night and Ballads and Other Poems, both published in his early 30s. Longfellow retired from teaching in 1854 to focus on his writing, but he spent the remainder of his life in Cambridge in a house once used as a headquarters by George Washington. Longfellow outlived two wives. The first, Mary Potter, died in 1835 after a miscarriage, and the second, Frances Appleton, died in 1861 of burns when her dress caught fire. Longfellow wrote many lyric poems known for their musicality and often presented lively stories of American myth and legend. He became the most popular American poet of his day and also had success overseas. He has been criticized, however, for imitating European styles and writing specifically for the masses. Longfellow was one of a group of five writers known as the Fireside Poets, which also includes William Cullen Bryant, John Greenleaf Whittier, James Russell Lowell, and Oliver Wendell Holmes, Sr. They were the first Americans whose popularity rivaled that of the British poets, both at home and abroad. The name Fireside Poets is derived from their popular appeal and their faithfulness to such poetic conventions as standard forms, regular meter, and rhymed stanzas, all of which made their work easy to memorize and recite in school and at home, where it was a source of entertainment for families gathered around the fire. The poet's primary subjects were the domestic life, mythology, and the politics of the United States, in which several of them were directly involved. They did not write for the sake of other poets. They wrote for the common people. Longfellow's writings brought him great fame and considerable wealth. By 1868, his annual income was over $48,000, more than $800,000 today. In 1874, fellow writer Samuel Cutler Ward helped him sell the poem The Hanging of the Crane to the New York Ledger for $3,000. It was the highest price ever paid for a single poem up to that time. During the 1860s, Longfellow vigorously supported the abolition of slavery. When his son was injured during the Civil War, he wrote the poem Christmas Bells, which was later the basis for the carol, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. On August 22, 1879, a female admirer traveled to Longfellow's house in Cambridge and, unaware to whom she was speaking, asked him, "Is this the house where Longfellow was born?" He told her it was not. She then asked if he had died there. "Oh, not yet," he replied. When his life came to its close nearly 3 years later, on March 24, 1882, the New York Times reported that his end was gentle, and all the church bells of Boston tolled 75 times to honor his memory. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 27th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.